Chase, Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chase McCabe, Derek Mason, live at the Murphy Center here on the campus of Middle Tennessee State University, my alma mater.
Yes.
Good to be here as the 50th anniversary of the Murphy Center will take place tonight. It was actually December 11th, but they're playing the game tonight against Chattanooga. We talked to Nick McDevitt earlier today. And
you're about to say Rick Merritt.
Well, I think I combined Rick Stockstill and Nick McDevitt, and that's where we got. Chris Massaro going to join us at the bottom of the hour. But as we do every Thursday at 1 o'clock, we say hello to Elliot Friedman, the author of the 32 Thoughts, Sportsnet, Hockey Night in Canada. Willie Donick is here, or he's in Winnipeg, I should say. So you and Elliot are in the same country, Willie.
Yeah, last week I was sort of rubbing it in on Elliot when I was down in Tampa and the weather was like 78 degrees and perfect sunshine, and today we got the snowstorm. I guess this wouldn't qualify as a storm. Like if we were in Nashville, this would like stop the city. But up here it's like, yep, got a little snow, deal with it.
8 inches, just a little snow, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Elliot, how you doing?
Yeah, we're getting a little bit of a nice we've got a little bit of an ice storm coming here. I've got a card game tonight and some of my wimpy buddies are backing out. I'm not thrilled about this right now.
So, Elliot, with reading your column, and I know you've talked about it quite a bit, the situation in Vancouver with Bo Horvat. What is going on with that right now, and do you anticipate that a move maybe happening sooner rather than later?
I think the only reason I don't anticipate it happening soon is that you know, I think there's so many teams right now that are tight to the cap or in long-term injury. I don't think it's going to be easy. So I wouldn't want to say no, but I think there's time here. I mean, one of the things the Canucks have kind of indicated that the trade deadline this year is March 3rd. If this goes into February, they don't seem to be too worried about that. You know, Horvat, here's the situation. He's an unrestricted free agent. In the summer, I thought he was going to sign. I know a lot of other people thought he was going to sign, but it never got close. And I don't know if they lowballed him or it just wasn't close or whatever, but it never got there. And, you know, in St. Louis, you take a look at some of the contracts signed there by their young players, Robert Thomas, Jordan Kyrou, those are 8x8-ish deals. And, you know, he scored his 21st of the year last night. He's on pace for 60 goals. It's a bit ahead of where you would expect. Someone sent me a note this morning that he's about 8 ahead of where he probably should be based on expected goals. But, you know, production matters, and he's having an enormous season. I think he's priced himself out of what they want to do. In the summer, they paid JT Miller 7x8, which is $56 million. I think they'd like to get Horvat around the same number, but I think they've been below that, and I'm not sure they're going to get there. It's a tough spot for them because they also have another great player, Elias Patterson, who is an unrestricted free agent in 2 years, and they've got to sign him too.
The Predators right now find themselves on a four-game losing streak, and we've seen this team be streaky this year. They had the seven-game losing streak, and then they went on a winning streak and a point streak, and now things are, you know, coming back down. They have injuries. Four of their top seven on defense are out right now, so that's obviously hard to overcome. But what's kind of your view of what's happening with the Predators and not being able to score, especially on the power play?
You know, I have to say that at the beginning of this year, I was asking another team in their division. I go over all the teams in the division with them. And, you know, he said to me, like, what's your biggest concern? I said to him, okay, Nashville. And he goes, you know what my biggest concern with them is? And I go, what's that? And he goes, regression. He said, last year, like a lot of your guys had enormous seasons. And the thing that you're worried about, well, you know, Johansson, like Forsberg, I don't think you normally worry about. He's established himself as a pretty consistent player. But those were big numbers for Johansson, and it was a big year for Duchesne. And what do we have? And he said, you can expect they'll take a little bit of a step back, but you don't want it to be too big, and you don't want, like, five guys to have it at the same time. And that's exactly what you guys are having right now. Like, I've watched a little bit more. When I was in Florida, I didn't get a chance to see you very much, but I've watched you a little bit more, and you can, like I've said it a couple of times now, your best players aren't scoring. And now, I mean, I also saw too, I was looking at what's happened to a couple of the other guys who scored a bit more than expected last year. They're not scoring either. And, you know, Saros has righted himself. Yes, your defense is banged up, but I really look at it and I say quite simply, a number of the people who came through for you guys last year, they just aren't coming through. And I think the other thing that I think really concerns me about your group was there were times last year that, you know, the one line dragged you into games. When you guys were struggling or you didn't start very well, you know, you guys got dragged into games by that big, physical, tough line that just said, you know what, we're starting, and you guys would get energized. I don't see that happening as much this year. And that concerns me too, because sometimes, because that line's job is to do that. So either it's not happening as often, or the players just aren't as galvanized by that anymore. And that's another thing that concerns me about your group as I watch them.
Elliot Friedman with us. Elliot, I think you're dead on for sure. And on the flip side, the opponent tonight in Winnipeg, you know, they've sort of turned it back around. Like I remember last year, you kind of had some high hopes. You thought that would be a team to watch. It didn't come together. But this year, when you have your goalie playing well and your top players are playing well, you can see how it can turn around with essentially the same guys.
Yeah. Sorry, you cut out there for a second. Can you just repeat the end of the sentence there?
Yeah, sorry, Elliot. It looks like Winnipeg is getting the production from the top guys.
Yes, they are. And, you know, like one of the players there had a great line about Rick Bowness. They said, disappointing him is like disappointing your grandfather. Like, he doesn't get mad at you, but he just says, I'm so disappointed at you. It makes you feel like you're about 2 inches tall. I think the thing about Bowness is he Kevin Bieksa, who we all know lost a fight badly once in Nashville, he told me that Bowness was one of the favorite coaches that he played for because he treated you like an adult and he told you, he was demanding, but he treated you like an adult and he told you what he expected. And, you know, I don't think that Bowness was the number one choice for Winnipeg. I think that was Barry Trotz. And I'm not even convinced he was the number two choice for Winnipeg. But sometimes, as I often joke, I don't think I was my wife's first choice either. But sometimes you get something, you get a marriage, and it works out really well. I think that's the case right now. I think Winnipeg has some flaws, but I think that he's taught them a different way to play. He's a new voice. You know, Paul Maurice had been there for a long time. Sometimes you just get tired of the same voice. And I think he came in there. He said, this is the way we're going to play. They've bought in. I mean, aside from Vegas, who I think has beaten them now three times, they've given everybody trouble. And I just think the new voice there has really helped.
Elliot, I know you watched the waiver wire very closely. What were your thoughts on the Ellie Tolvanen maneuvering?
I have to tell you, I was surprised that none of the other teams down at the bottom of the standings didn't claim him. Like, to me, that was a perfect free claim for a lot of teams that have trouble scoring. You know, Seattle was 23rd in the waiver order, 22nd because Nashville doesn't count. And the fact that they were the first team to put in a claim, it really surprised me. You know, I was surprised when I saw him hit the wire. Like, sometimes I'll see things and I'll be like, what? Is this a mistake? Is this real? And I was a little surprised when I saw him. You know, the more research I did into it, I understood. You guys were really banged up on the blue line. I understand Lauzon is skating today. So you can't, like, you need a defenseman and you can't put those guys on long-term injury list, because they're just not out long enough. And if you can't do that, you can't get the break. So all of a sudden, you guys are sitting there. You know, Lauzon gets hurt. You've already got other guys hurt. Another defenseman went down in that game, Carrier. You know, McCarron's situation, very unfortunate, and you hope he does his best and gets better, but you're sitting there and you're saying you're stuck. And, you know, the biggest debate I hear about this stuff, Willie, is, like, I've had people debate me over the years. Do you do what's right for your business, or do you do what's right for your locker room? And sometimes the right thing for your business is to send down a player who has the ability to send them down, even though they're a player who's playing. And that doesn't always go well with your players. Like, they know who deserves to be in the lineup and who doesn't. And sometimes you sit there and you say, you know what, this someone that isn't playing, he's going to be the guy we're going to remove because other people deserve to play. And that's what happened. He hadn't played since November 19th, and that was the decision you made. Like, I had Predators fans sending me DMs, you know, we could have moved Cole Smith, we could have moved somebody else. And, you know, I think it came down to who's playing and who isn't. And I know all of these moves, and believe me, I heard from a lot of Predators fans who weren't happy about it. And now we're going to find out, you know, was it the right move? Was it simply a player needed a change of scenery? Was it not going to work in Nashville? Were the Predators right about this? I guess we're going to have a referendum and we're all going to find out. But I'll tell you this. I have spoken to a lot of players over the years, guys, who believe that everybody knows who deserves to be in the lineup. And in a situation like that, usually the best thing to do is say, we're going to keep the guys who we think deserve to be in the lineup.
And Elliot, let's go to a connecting story. A Winnipeg native, Cody Glass, is a guy that, you know, if you look down the road 2 or 3 years, this is a guy they really love to turn into something significant. Yep. He's going to get a chance to play in Winnipeg tonight for the first time as an NHL player. But So that's a guy that obviously they sort of chose to keep rather than Tolvanen. And so let's see how he does, because he's a guy short-term and long-term who's very important.
Well, that means Cody Glass is probably playing for free tonight because he's spending so much money in tickets that he's not getting a team check out of it. Yeah, that we always like when that happens. Yeah, again, yeah, like the thing is about Cody Glass is he's been playing. I know he's had the chance a couple times this year to become the second line center, and you know he's still a relatively young guy. I don't know if that kind of ceiling is still possible for him. But that doesn't mean he can't be a useful player. I mean, the other thing, too, is he's a center. And the centers are the hardest things to find. And I know in this league now, if you ask most teams what do you need to win, they will tell you you've got to be good on the blue line, and you've got to be great down the middle, and you've got to have a goalie who can make one more save than the other guy. And you guys have a really good one. So I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know if all the Predators fans would agree with this, but I'm not surprised that they would err on the side of a center as opposed to a winger. I mean, to me, the bottom line is Tolvanen hadn't played in almost a month. And if you don't think a guy is going to play for you, why would you keep him over somebody else? Like, it's just better for even the player, too, to go get a fresh start somewhere else.
Elliot, appreciate it as always, and we will talk to you next week.
All right, guys, have a great weekend.
You too. Elliot Friedman, Sportsnet, Hockey Night in Canada, author of The 32 Thoughts, joins us every Thursday at 1 o'clock. We'll come back with more here from the Murphy Center at MTSU. But first, Willie, tell us about Loan Pronto.
Okay, let's talk Loan Pronto. 2023 is just around the corner. And if you'd love to kick off the new year without any credit card debt, or if you want to take care of some big bills that you want to just say, it's over and done, it's history, it's in the past, 2023 is new, you can do it with Loan Pronto's Express Equity line of credit. Wipe out the credit card bill, the car payment. Start a new project in terms of home improvement. You want to make your house even more valuable? You can reinvest in it by getting cash out. Rates are down. This is a great move to get on more solid financial footing for 2023. That sounds good. You don't have to do a full home refi. Ask about the Express Equity Credit Line. You can close in 7 to 10 days. You can access up to 95% of your home's equity. So call Loan Pronto now and get on it. 615-499-5780. You can keep your main load intact, and you can get the cash you need. 615-499-5780, or go to loanpronto.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS 166-1781, subject to lender approval.